Hello, this is Bucky Bacaw, introducing the Backyard Chicken Broadcast's new correspondent, David Moore, who'll be taking us on an audio journey with the chickeners of the May 2012 A Peep at the Coops, the East Dallas Urban Coop Tour. David discovered the broadcast in our podcast form and responded to my encouragements for folks to contact me to collaborate on episodes. It took us a while to put this all together, but I think you'll like the results. In a few weeks, we'll profile David on the show, but we couldn't wait to report on the East Dallas peeps. So here we go.
So this is the Peep at the Coops Urban Chicken Coop Tour in East Dallas, Texas. And we have 13 coops on our tour, and it's a yearly tour that we've been doing to get people excited about backyard poultry and to see what some of the people in the neighborhood have been doing with their coops and with their chickens. So this benefits Stonewall Gardens, which is a nonprofit at Stonewall Jackson Elementary School. It's our Science Outdoor Learning Center. In 2008, DISD cut the funding to our science program, and so the parents in the community did not want to see it end, and so we formed a nonprofit, and it is fully funded through parents, students, and the community and local businesses. And this is the Peep at the Coops tour is one of our big fundraisers to help keep the program going.
And it's not just gardens, it's chickens here at Stonewall Jackson,
right? We have a chicken coop that was built as part of the first Peep at the Coops tour, and right now we have 5 hens and we have 6 babies in there right now. Because for the past 25 years, the classrooms at Stonewall Jackson have been hatching chickens as part of the curriculum. And so we hatch the chickens and we find homes for them in the actual classroom. So the kids get to learn about biology, incubation, handling, and just all about the life cycle of chickens.
Cool. Two more questions. How would you characterize the chickening community or chickening activities in the East Dallas area?
It's a growing business. You would be surprised at how many people in East Dallas have chickens. I have been surprised. This is our third year on the tour, and we have had new chicken coops every year. We have one repeat this year, but it's a very... It's moving forward. There's a lot of people getting involved. Last year we had 2,000 people come through the tour, and as you can see, there are already hundreds of people coming through already. So people are very excited about backyard chickens.
So here we are at our first stop on the coop tour.
Tell me about your backyard chicken operation.
Our backyard chicken operation is mainly because of our kids who made me get chickens and told me to build a coop. So we have 2 coops connected by a tunnel in the alley. And the chickens seem pretty happy.
And things have been going well? How long have you been doing this?
For about a year and a half. We had one chicken. We used to let them roam free in the backyard. One got eaten by a hawk. So now they're all enclosed so the hawks can't get them.
And the eggs are fantastic?
The eggs are very good, though I still don't quite get what people mean when they say that natural eggs from your chickens are so much better. They kind of all taste the same to me. They look a little bit different, though. The chickens are great. The kids love the chickens. My kids have asthma and allergies, so dogs and cats were out. The chickens are perfect.
And you've got 4 here, and you're talking about getting some more?
Yep, we may get some more. 4 is enough. And chicken poop, they poop a lot, so you can't get too many, but we could probably do a couple more.
And they have names?
Yes, my kids have all named them. Each chicken belongs to a different kid, and I think we have a couple named after Harry Potter characters and also other weird names.
Can you recite them real quick?
Yeah, we got Charlotte, Needlepoint, Luna, and Bishop.
This is my 4th year to have chickens. I have 10 because I just had to give 2 away to the neighbors that were getting pecked on daily. And I tried to keep them separate, but that didn't work. So the neighbors now have them. And they were morons, and I wanted them. But I think they're gone now.
But otherwise, things are going pretty smoothly?
Things are going great. They're laying. I'm getting between 4 and 7 eggs a day out of 10 girls. So things are good here.
No problem with predators?
No, we did catch a possum last night in the net and took it to White Rocks this morning and let it go. And in the same night, last night, I saw a raccoon. And I haven't seen a raccoon and a possum in the same night since I've lived here for 7 years. So, no, we've had a few run-ins with hawks and a few run-ins here and there, but for the most part, everything's safe and sound here.
And you're in it for both the eggs and the fertilizer?
Eggs, fertilizer. My daughter loves the chickens and good little chores for her. And we started small and have grown to, we thought we'd always keep 12, but we're down to 10, and we're looking for a couple numeric Americanas, which we don't have right now.
And with this big old garden here, the fertilizer must be great.
It is. The fertilizer all goes through the compost, and then by the time it gets here, it does its thing. It's really good.
So then how would you summarize how things are going here?
We're all having a good time. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Tell me a little bit about the mobile coop you got here.
Well, the basic design for the run came from a magazine called Mother Earth, and then which is welded wire and half-inch square tubing. And then on top of that, I have a coop that is made out of old cedar planks that my neighbor had used as fencing for his garden. And then on the inside, as insulation, I used old political signs. So all the politicians are now getting their just reward.
Oh, that's what this is?
Yeah.
And you're in it for the eggs?
The eggs and the fertilizer, and then just the entertainment of the chickens. As a matter of fact, since we've gotten the chickens and they're outside, we've stopped watching TV.
And what is so entertaining about these chickens?
They're rhythmic. That's one thing I've noticed is that the way a chicken moves and clucks, it's very rhythmic and relaxing. That's what I enjoy most about them.
And this mobile coop is the only coop you've got, right? So they live in here and they move around every day.
And they free range. When we're home, we let them out when we get home from work, and then on the weekends we let them out. So other than spending time in the run, they're spending time in our backyard.
Well, here's the thing that people need to realize out there. So when your ex-wife tells you that she's bringing home eggs from the school for the kids to incubate, but then they're all going to go back once they hatch, you're building a chicken coop. Make no mistake about it, ex-husband or no, you are building a chicken coop. Just want to make that clear right now.
So, but things have worked out okay.
It's worked out fine. We have a nice coop. We did buy one of the online prepackaged coops that online look huge and like they will be all the coop you will ever need. And when they arrive at your home, they are tiny, so pay attention to the dimensions. And once it was assembled and we realized how small it was, I realized I was also going to be building a chicken yard for said chicken coop. But that has worked out, and we now have 4 very happy members of the family.
And eggs are not here yet?
Not here yet. They're only 2 months old, so we're still not to the egg state, nor do we know for sure that they are not roosters. That will be a discovery yet to come, but we're hoping at this point that they all get to stay.
And ultimately you're in it for the eggs?
No, I think it was more just the kids wanted to keep them as pets. The eggs will be ancillary. And with what's now been spent on coop building supplies and the accompanying landscaping around the coop, they're going to have to give us 4 eggs a day until 2037 to approach break-even. But it is really cool to have them around, so that is not a complaint.
And what is cool about them?
It's just, I can't, it's hard to put a label on, but it just makes you feel like you're a little more connected to a world that in a city like Dallas you don't feel connected to. It's a gateway drug to the real world, I think.
A big thanks to David, who captured so many fascinating interviews that I've split this episode into 2 parts. Tune in next week for more firsthand accounts of the transformative power of urban chickening. Oh, Bucky, 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 Bucky. Yeah.